USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife being charged with federal bribery.
Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
They discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez also accused of sharing sensitive U.S. government information with Egyptian officials. He's dismissing the charges as a smear campaign. Menendez is confident the issue will be resolved successfully. I'm John Schaefer.
The White House urging Congress to pass funding legislation and avoid a government shutdown. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calls on House Republicans to honor the bipartisan agreement negotiated by Speaker McCarthy and President Biden.
House Republicans failed multiple times this week to do their basic duty, keep the government running. Instead, they were pushed to the extremes with increasingly severe cuts to programs Americans rely on.
Ukraine launched a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea, a serviceman missing, and the main building is damaged. Initially, Russia reported one casualty, but later clarified the individual was missing. Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014, has been a regular target since Putin's invasion of Ukraine 19 months ago. In a recent CNN University of New Hampshire poll, President Joe Biden leads former President Donald Trump by 12 points in a head-to-head matchup in New Hampshire. Only 8% expressed uncertainty or mentioned supporting another candidate.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
Welcome to the Continental.
From the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original three-part event that takes us back to 1970s New York. The Continental.
This institution wields power beyond your imagination.
Let's take this house and everything that comes with it.
The Continental. From the world of John Wick. Streaming now.
And away we go.
Only on Peacock.
Hollywood studios and striking writers met again yesterday after no deal was reached Thursday night. Complex issues like the use of AI and how many writers could or should be required for projects remain under discussion. In a statement to members late Thursday night, the WGA did confirm this week's meetings with studio heads and asked members to return to the picket lines yesterday. New York and California, home to the top five cities where houses sell above asking prices. That's according to Moving Feedback, a Texas-based platform for finding the best movers. More homes in Vallejo, California, just north of Berkeley and Oakland, are selling above asking price than anywhere else in the country. San Francisco is second, followed by Rochester, New York.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oscar Mayer bringing back its iconic Wienermobile. The hot dog maker announced it's bringing back the name for its famous vehicle after it rebranded it to the Frankmobile in May. The rebrand was to spotlight Oscar Mayer's new 100% beef franks, but the company said it's time to bring back the Wienermobile name. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.